as you lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
I'm speaking to you this morning and maybe next week on what I call growing up unto spiritual maturity. Oh, clap your children for the word. Growing up unto spiritual maturity. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, the verse number 11. All the way to verse 15. And we want to read this passage quickly. And to help us to read it, let's be upstanding and give honor to the word of God and just read it. And let's just read it. Are you ready with me? Are we ready from the back? All right, one go. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Amen? Amen. These are the offices in the church. All men of God are not the same. Some were made teachers. Some were made prophets. Some were made apostles. Some were made pastors. Some were made evangelists. We call them the offices in the body of Christ. Your pastor belongs to one of these offices. Other men of God belong to other offices. Hallelujah. Number 12. Go to verse 12. And he's going to tell us what our work is. All of us. Whether you're a prophet, you're an apostle, you're a teacher, you're an evangelist. What is our work for the kingdom of God? Continue reading. One go. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, the word perfecting, don't move on. I'm just breaking something up. The word perfecting there is from a Greek word called katatismos. Everybody say katatismos. And when we say katatismos, we are talking about finishing. Finishing. Or working on, or preparation. Or equipping. So pastors were given to the church, apostles were given to the church, prophets were given to Christians to perfect, to katatismos, to finish, to work on us. Tell somebody about you, your pastor is supposed to work on you. That is why I'm excited when I hear the testimony that will say, the message, the word of God, the man of God taught us, the word of God. It means that there is an indeed a catatismic action going on. I get what I'm saying. For the perfecting of the saints, the working on of the saints, so that they can work for God, for the work of the ministry. So you must work for God, but my duty is to prepare you to work for God. And that's what I do exactly. Please work on these microphones. You are distracting me. For the work of the ministry. Try these ones. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Can I hear an amen? Amen. When we begin to work for the ministry, what happens is that we edify the body of Christ. To edify means to build up. the body of Christ. To build up. It's from the Greek word oikodomi, to build you up. Why am I intimidating you? You are seeing the teaching side. When you come for prayer, you see the prayer side. When you come for other things, you do. So don't be afraid. We are just learning. They say, for the build, if you don't know the original Greek word that the Bible was written in the New Testament, you will not understand what Paul was saying. You will just read it, edify. The meaning of edify means to build up, to build something. It's like a clay. You are using a clay to build an image or to build a figure. So the duty of Reverend Prince is to build you. To build your spiritual life. To become a type of Christian. For the Lord. Clap your two hands for the Jesus. Verse 13. Everybody read from verse 13. One go. So we all come in the unity. That means oneness of the faith. And of the knowledge. Epignosis. Everybody say epignosis. When we say epignosis, we mean recognition. Until you start recognizing Christ. The epignosis of the Son of God. Until you come to the place where you can now recognize who Christ is. That is my work here. Sunday after Sunday, week after week, I am building you up with a certain epignosis so that you can acknowledge and recognize who Jesus, the Son of God, is. Do you like that? Until we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. Everybody say perfect man. When you see the word perfect man, something may come to your perfect. No, the word there is teleostes. Everybody say teleostes. Say teleostes. What is the meaning of teleostes? Teleostes means a matured man. So you become matured in the things of God. So you become complete. I'm building you up till you become complete. The duty of the pastor, the prophet, the apostle is to build you up from the day he gets hold of your life. He builds you up till you become perfect, till you become teleostes, till you become mature, till you become like a full completed picture. Have you ever seen somebody drawing an image before? If you meet them in the middle, you see something half, you don't know what the person is doing. So you wait for the person to bring what he's doing to the full, the teleosis, the mature, the perfect, the perfection, the perfect level. Then you begin to see what the person had built up. Ask somebody by you, are you confused already? We are doing introduction. Are you confused? I'm telling you the way. So if you go to a church where you are not being built up, where you are not understanding Christ, where your life is not beginning to be built up to look like Jesus, you are just wasting your time. Where you went is just an event center. You just went for an event. You didn't go to the church, because the duty of your prophet and the duty of your apostle and the duty of your pastor is to accomplish this in your life. Until we come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Until we get to the level that Jesus is. Ask the one by you, what level are you in? What level are you currently? When will Pastor Prince stop teaching? Until you become like Jesus, we will not stop teaching. When do we stop coming to church, Pastor? Until you become like Jesus, you need to come to be worked on. Have you already become like Jesus?
The way you have been fighting on the streets, do you look like Jesus? The way you are still struggling with some small, small temptation, do you look perfectly like Jesus? The way you are still confessing your sins, even this morning you have confessed. We gave you like 20 minutes to confess your sins. Because we even know that you are not there yet. Tell somebody about you, you are not there yet. That is why God gave you a pastor. That's why God gave you a teacher. That's why God gave you an apostle. That's why God gives prophets to build you up to the knowledge and the maturity exactly like Jesus the Christ. Clap your two hands. And then go on finally to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. 14, that we henceforth be no more children, so that we will not continue to be children. You must not continue to be a child. Tell somebody, don't continue to be a child. Tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And then verse 15, finally, everybody, by speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We will grow up into him. That means that Jesus is like a template already there. You are not the one to come and tell us how to live Christian life. The template of Jesus is already there. So you must conform to his image. You must change to look like him. He will not change to look like you. You cannot determine the standard of Christianity by your bad lifestyle. It's not Yamesom. You came to meet a template. You better change to fit into the template. That template is Jesus. It is you. It's not Christ. It's not what Jesus was. Square level. It is you. You are doing it. It is not. We will not look at that to say Christianity is like that. Christianity is not like that. Tell somebody, you better change. Tell him you have to change. Amen.
Amen.
My microphone has been messed up. Work on it. You better change. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands. Take back your seat. So in summary, the objective of all the fivefold ministry given to the church is to help Christians to be equipped for them to grow up spiritually. That is why in Colossians chapter 1:28, the Bible says that Christ is whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect. The word has been used again. Perfect, to present every one of us perfect in Christ Jesus. So what do I mean by spiritual maturity? I said I'm talking to you about growing up spiritually. So what do I mean by spiritual maturity? Now, when he said grow up in Ephesians 4 verse, the last verse, verse 40, when he said by speaking the truth in love, may grow up. The word grow up there was the Greek word oxano. And oxano means to increase into. It's like you buy a shirt for your child and the shirt is bigger than your child. You put the shirt down and wait for your child to grow, increase into the level of that dress. How many of you have done that before? Now, the day you are born again, you have been brought into Christ. You are still small. You are supposed to increase and increase and mature
into the image of Christ. From the start, it is not so. You are not there yet. But God will give you a chance to increase until you feel the template of Christ. Then now when people look at you, they mistake you for Jesus. Are you Jesus? That means you look exactly like Jesus. You behave like Jesus. You act like Jesus. You talk like Jesus. You conduct yourself like Jesus. May that be your own story. I said, may that be your own story. I said, may that be your own story. Tell somebody by you, may you begin to look like Jesus. Don't be in Christ 10 years and you are still at the same level. 20 years, there's no change in your life. You are supposed to increase into Christ. So spiritual maturity, therefore, is a state of full development. Write down. A state of full development. Into bracket. Mentally, morally, emotionally, and spiritually. Growing up. Full development. Mentally. Spiritually. Morally. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even emotionally. There are times you see people behaving some way, then you tell them, grow up, grow up. You like crying too much, grow up. That means that when somebody matures, you see it in their emotional life. How they manage emotions. Ask the one by, how do you manage emotions? How do you manage anger? How do you manage lust? How do you even manage when you are hungry? When your stomach, you are hungry. How do you? It's a sign whether you are a child or you are. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Because when you are hungry, nobody will know in your house. But when your child is hungry, everybody will hear shouting. Until you give that child food. The child is not grown, he's not matured because he doesn't know how to handle his emotions. Hallelujah. Now, write down another thing I want to tell you. All dead Christians that you know of have not yet attained full spiritual maturity.
Right.
Any dead person from the days of Peter till now, there is no dead Christian that is fully matured in Christ. There's no dead Christian that looks exactly like Jesus. Why am I saying that? You say, if you have gone deep into the Catholic doctrines, there is a Catholic doctrine. I know some of you are from maybe Catholic backgrounds. Don't worry, I'm not attacking anything, but I'm just teaching you. Now, the reason why I'm teaching you this is because when you delve deep into a Catholic doctrine, one of their doctrines is that they believe that when you are a Christian and you serve the Lord to a certain level and you die, they sanctify you. Then they call you what? Saint.
Now, if you want to feel saint,
that means that you have become like an angel for them. You have become pure. So they even pray to you. That's why they have Saint Francis. That's why they have Saint Mary. That's why they have Saint Peter's something. In their understanding, because you have stepped out of this world and you lived so well when you were on earth for Jesus, you have become a saint. But that is not biblically true.
Now,
Because according to the Bible,
a saint
is simply anybody who is born again. Yes, anybody who is born again. So when you read the preceding verses of, I think, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, you read the preceding verses, and then the beginning of Romans, you look either verse 1, verse 2, he addressed them to the church, to the saints in Christ. So we who are born again like you and I, we are all saints. That is how the Bible treats the word saint, not how human beings have treated it. You don't have to die to become a saint. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't have to tell somebody, you don't have to die to become a saint. Fish out the scriptures quickly as I'm speaking. You become a saint by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It is from the Greek word hagiasmos. Everybody say hagiasmos. What's the meaning of hagiasmos? It means that sanctified. You have been washed with the blood of Jesus. And that one doesn't happen after you die, does it? That one happens when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So you don't have to die to be washed. You don't have to die to be washed. Rather, you accept Jesus and you are washed in the Spirit. So as I'm working, I can be called Saint Prince because I've been washed by the blood. You can be called Saint Jifa because you've been washed by the blood. You can be called Saint Dora because you've been washed by the blood. Everybody, start your name with Saint and let me see how it sounds. Start. You say you even see yourself as a sinner. You see, you can't mention it. In your mind, you don't even deserve it. You yourself, you are condemning yourself. Call the name of the one she's sitting by. Add saint and let her know that she's a saint. Add it. Look for the name of the person and add a saint. Saint Kelvin. Erasta Saint. Saint Kelvin. Lift up your eyes and say, I'm a saint. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Everybody read with me. So I don't say that it's my pastor who said it. Go to the Bible. And there are several scriptures. Fish all of them. Ephesians 1, verse 1. Paul was writing a letter to the church. Like the way I'm going to men's home. Those of you that I will leave you in order call. I will be sending you messages, sending you letters, sending you books. I have you say you not follow me. You say you stay in Odoko. So I'll be sending you epistles. So Paul wrote a letter to one of his branches. Everybody read the letter of Paul. One go. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, right to the land of the dead. Did he write to dead people? To the members, the people who are in Christ. Get me another one. The church. There's one that he even mentioned church. I mean, the one in Corinthians. That he mentioned to the church and then he sanctified them and called them saints of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sea. I feel the teaching anointing very strong this morning. The name is Ruby Halo Barakata Kabarakata. Now look at it. Unto the church of God. I told you that when he wrote to the Corinthians, he mentioned it for you to know it's a church. Like the church of rescue. Like the church in Odoko. Or the church at Agape. Or our church in Kumasi. Unto the church of God. Which is at the town called Corinth. To them that
that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be
saints.
So am I wrong if I say I'm Saint Prince? Am I wrong if I say you are Saint Vinoria? Your sounds very spiritual. Saint Vinoria. It sounds like foreign person, but you're a local girl here. As a mimi dear near the Saint Prince, I have to change my name. Try and see whether yours will sound nice. Some of you, your name is scary. When you've been sanctified, it doesn't sound nice. Clap your two hands together.
Say, my eyes are opening into the scripture.
So nobody dies to become a saint. Saints are the church members who have been washed by Jesus. Not the worldly people, for Christians.
You and I.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that's not what I'm teaching, but I'm just using that to explain something to you. So, all the dead Christians, some group of people like the Catholics have thought that they are now saints, they are now perfect. That means that they have gotten to the highest level of perfection to look exactly like Christ Jesus. But that is still not so. Are you following what I'm trying to say? Now, look at this scripture for me. Turn your Bibles to 1 John 3, verse 2. And I'm going to show you something. 1 John 3, 2. Now, read with me, everybody. It says, beloved, now we are children of God. Now we are children of God. And it do not yet appear what we shall be. Change the verses so that it could be easy to be understood. You know, give us the NIV and those things. Or NLT. Quickly. Let's be quick. Good. Now, everybody read with me one go. Beloved, we are, even here and now, children of God. And it is not yet made clear. We are not yet clear what we will be after his coming. After Jesus returns. That is when we will really know how we will look like. But as of now, we are not really sure. We know that when he comes and he is revealed. He's talking about the rapture. When he comes and he's revealed, we will, as his children, be like him. Because we'll see him just as he is in all his glory. In all his glory. So, John is saying that as at now, dear, we are sure of one thing, that we are children of God. Tell the one by you, ask for that one, I'm sure for you, I'm sure. You are a child of God. But how we will look like when Jesus appears, we are not very certain about it. Just that Bible has made us understood that the day he appears, from the day of the rapture, we shall see him. And when we see him, then we will change to begin to look like him. And as he is, so will we also be. And in that capacity, we'll be able to look at him in all his glory. As at now, when Jesus appears in all his glory, you will die if you see him. You can't look at him.
The
Bible says that he dwells in an unapproachable light. If you are a driver here, you'll see sometimes you meet a car that has a very high LED light. And when the
the light are thrown on your eyes, you can't see anything. That is an example of an unapproachable light. That means light you cannot watch. The Bible says that when you see Jesus in heaven, he is surrounded by light. You cannot watch him. You cannot see his face. His face is shining like the sun. Like the sun. Do you know that we are very far from the sun? Google it for me, the distance. We are very, very far from the sun. Hello? If you get a little closer to the sun, you will die. The sun that we have been seeing. If you put a magnifying glass, and you direct the focus of the sun on paper, it will burn it. It will burn, it will spark fire. How many of you have seen that before? At least you went to school, Kakra. You should have seen that. Once you direct the sun, you focus its power, it will start burning things. So this sun that you see is 150.19 million kilometers. The sun. We are not close to the sun at all. Because when you get close to the sun, it will kill you. I get what I'm saying.
What did the American say?
Yes. Those who go to the space, they go to other planets. They can't go to the sun. They can't stand it. It will melt you away. Hello, are you guys what I'm saying? Now, that is how Jesus shines. So, in your physical state, you cannot see him. That's why when Moses told him that, I want to see you, oh God. He told Moses, you cannot see me and live. The day you see me, you will die. Are you guys what I'm saying? So, John says that when we see him, by that time, our makeup has changed. And by that time, we'll be able to see him in all his glory. And because we are like him, we will not die. I pray for everybody here. Don't miss that opportunity to see Jesus. Don't miss that opportunity to be changed. To look like that. Lift up your hand and say, I will not miss that opportunity of the rapture. Say, I will not miss the rapture. Say, I will not miss the rapture. Say, whether dead or alive, I will not miss the rapture. I'll be one of the people that Jesus will rapture. Whether dead or alive, say, I will change. Say, I will change. Say, my body will change. Whether dead or alive. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. I guess what I'm trying to say.
What did can I say no pay?
Rabadadaba. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. I'm talking about this, the rapture. That as at now, nobody is perfect who can match Jesus. Not even your pastor. God is still working on us. But there is a level God is taking us to. And that's the level that will happen during the rapture. He said, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet, of
the,
and the dead in Christ will rise. Everybody listen to me. As at now, when somebody dies, the body goes to the earth. Isn't it? It becomes sand. Because from dust you came. And from dust you will return. So that is not the body it's talking about. It says that for and the dead in Christ, they will all rise up. Go to verse 17. Then we who are alive and we remain on this earth
we will simultaneously at the same time be caught up as those who are in the grave are changing. We too who are on our way going to work, we too will change simultaneously. That means concurrently. That means if this one is happening, this one too is happening. One must not finish for the other to start. As the graves are opening on the day of rapture and the dead Christians are receiving brand new Jesus' body so that they can be like Jesus, you and I behind our table selling, or behind our cars driving, or in our school studying, which will change. And which will receive that new body, the glorified body, the body of Jesus. And that is the state where we will become perfect like Jesus. Clap your two hands. Now we shall meet him in the clouds, in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 52. 52. Paul explained this principle. Everybody rise to your feet. Right, I want to be sure that you are listening to me. Do you understand so far? I'm not giving you introduction about something. I'm going to teach some. I will not finish today, but I want you to understand the introduction. Ask the one by, do you understand? Are you sure you understand what I'm saying so far?
Yeah, sure.
Hello, are you sure you understand what I'm saying? Because when you come to church and we teach you, you don't understand. We have not helped you. You have to understand. Do you understand up to this level?
They
are not even the dead people are yet perfect. They have to wait for this day. So Peter is waiting for this day. Paul is waiting for this day. Saint Mary, the mother of Jesus, is waiting for this day. And if that day I am dead, I'll also be waiting for this day. But if I am still alive, I will also be waiting for this day. As we are here now, we are waiting for this day. When will Jesus come? When will Jesus come? That is that day. It is that day that everybody will become perfect. That is why human beings in the church are not perfect. That's why the one standing by you is not perfect. If you leave your phone, they steal it. Or you've not heard that happen in church before.
I'll
not go to church again. If in church, you go near. Not everybody has finished changing. No. You'll be surprised that the people who close church and they have book appointment for Slay Queen. They book appointment. They have already booked. Like it's like they are waiting. The Uber is waiting. He has told the guy that I'll close at 2. So you attack traffic into the mommy 3. Tell the one by you, I know you are not perfect. But you just keep trying, keep trying. So tell him, keep trying. Keep trying to serve God. Keep trying that you grow like Jesus. Tell somebody, keep trying. Make an effort. Read your Bible. Decide that you are changing. To begin to look like Jesus. Clap your two hands for them. In a moment, everybody look at it. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, listen, our going, it is not a process that you will see us and say, wait for me, give me lifts. Tell the one by you, there is no lift movement. You can't wait and say, oh, Kofi Chairman. No, no, no. Oh, I'm out of I mean, I said, no one call rescue. No, 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 no.
It doesn't work that way. Bible says it's in a twinkling of an eye. Do you know what the twinkling of an eye is? Intentionally try to put something in your eyes and see how fast your eye will blink. Try, everybody try. Try to put something in your eye and see. Do you see how fast your eye blinks? When house fly is about to enter into your eyes, bah, your eye will blink. It's one of the fastest organs God gave you. The blinking of the eye. Bible says, Nyamimayen, Yesu Mayeno, Ebe siya nipan hu. It's an say, Ebe siya twinkling of an eye. Faster than light off and on. It's faster than doom so. It will happen, bah, and everybody is gone. Then all of a sudden, say, "Kana na ochiya, kana binya accident, bam." Nipa no wehe yehuno. Say, "Aeroplane ochiya, na se otimu oko Dubai, ubenya accident e wupa." Like, say, "Oye, oye, obila be mo ye wedding, mo kosa na pa na." Nenta di ne gubom no. Nenta di gubom na na when we hear me kulu. A baby, a ukita, ukita, pana, obana, irana, ukantuma. Tell somebody, don't miss that day. Because you best share, the world will look for us, they won't find us. They will say, we are some strange, I'm from aliens, be a capture in Nipa, and I say, Yarabia, a man, Nipa shim. Certain things will be raptured in your body. Tell the person, but don't get too close to me. Don't get too close. Sit down. Man, baby, 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 person, you're baby, baby, I saw you on my body. In Kofoba, I'm very careful. Mama, bear 2 meters. Now, everybody, what is? I see it will be in a moment. But in the twinkling of an eye. At the sound of the last trumpet. In the spirit, there will be a trumpet you will not hear.
You will not hear it.
For a trumpet to sound. And the dead who are buried in Christ, they will be raised. Imperishable. That means that they will be raised in a way that cannot get spoiled. This your body is corruptible, is perishable. But when your dead body, when you now raise, when God now raise you up, you will have a body that cannot get spoiled. You will be raised imperishable. And we will be completely changed.
Now, what best is saying?
Wondrously transformed.
What best is saying? Wow.
Wondrously transformed. The body you have is not this one. This black man body, white man body. God will give you a spiritual body. The body that Jesus has. The body that Jesus, we call it the glorified body, wondrously transformed. Ah. Barakataka barakatash. Lemene lemana. Lord, may I not miss that day. Ah. May I not be too busy with the issues of life to miss this day, Lord. May I not just be in this church preaching to people and yet miss this day. May I not just be a singer, just roaming here, singing, and still miss this day. May I not just be coming to church on a Sunday morning and still miss this day. Because it's after this day that the Antichrist is coming. And you are likely not to succeed. You are likely not to overcome the Antichrist. You cannot miss this day. 53.
He said, for the corruptible or the perishable, this body must put on the imperishable. And this mortal, which is capable of dying, must put on immortality, which is freedom from death. I'm talking to you about a level we are going to get to. We are not there yet. That's the state of perfection. That's the state of full maturity like Jesus. Until you get to that place, you are not yet like Jesus. You are just increasing into. It's like somebody who is in a medical school who has not yet completed a medical school and written licensure or whatever, and maybe he's walking about telling people, I'm a doctor.
No,
you cannot call yourself counsel. I'm a lawyer. When you are now in school, no, you are now growing into a lawyer. You are now growing into a banker. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, Lord, help me to grow into your image. I don't know whether what I'm teaching is too high. Do you understand? Lord, help me to grow into your very image. I know today I don't look exactly like you. I know I'm struggling with one or two things. But Lord, help me by the Holy Spirit so that certain things will change in my life until I meet you on that day, dead or alive, where I'll be transformed and I'll look exactly like you. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So John said that, for we know that when we see him, we shall be like him. That's what I'm explaining to you. That when you see him on that day, then we shall be perfect. Then we shall not have sin in our body. As for this body, there is sin in it. There is sin in it. That's why you are struggling. That's why you need self-control. When you see anything sketch, you are having these erections. Because of the body. Because of your body. It is not a perfect body. When you see something nice, you want to take it. Because of your body. You want to take in alcohol. Because of your body, you want to smoke and feel fine. It is the dictate, the demand of your body. That is not Jesus' body. That is not how Jesus is. If you want to be like Jesus, if you want to grow into the image of Jesus, then you have to fight this fight of faith. So the day when Jesus will change it for you. And that day is coming. It may meet you dead or alive. Today, you have to fight this battle. You have to just fight it. To control yourself. Listen, when you have that perfect body, it doesn't have appetite for all the things. It's not an earthly body. Jesus doesn't have appetite for all these things that you have appetite for. They are all in your body. That's why you have to allow your spirit to control your body. Because if you allow your body, it will disgrace you. Tell the one by you, don't allow your body, it will disgrace you. Don't allow your body, it will disgrace you. Elder, it will disgrace you. Pastor, it will disgrace you. Leader, it will disgrace you. Child of God, it will disgrace you. Control this body. Control this body. Control it. Control it. Ha! I will not let you disgrace me. Amen.
Amen.
Am I preaching?
Yes, Bishop.
Am I teaching?
Yes, Bishop.
Hmm. That body I'm talking about is the body that can live here on earth and be in heaven at the same time. Didn't you see when Jesus resurrected? Mary Magdalene was going to touch him. He said, no, I'm going to heaven. I'll be back. Don't touch me. John 20 verse 10. Said, don't touch me. I'm now going to present the blood. Afterwards, I will come back. So it's a body that you can see physical, but it's not from. It's the body that afterwards Jesus showed to Thomas that touch it. And Thomas was able to touch it. Yet that same body passed through the wall and entered into their meeting and said, peace be unto you. A body Thomas touched passed through the wall and greeted all of them. So it's a body that can disappear and appear. It is a body that can go to heaven and come back. He was talking to them on the Mount of Olives and said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creation. Those who believe, they will be saved. But those who believe not, they will be condemned. This sign shall follow you. Who believe in my name, they cast out demons. They heal the sick. They speak in a long tongue. The Bible says, as he was speaking, with that same body, he was going up. He was going up. He was going up. And they started watching him. They started watching him. They started watching him. They started watching him. Levitating. Ascending. Jesus didn't do the marks. They saw him going up. It is a supernatural body that can break the laws of gravity. This your body is an earthly body. It cannot go through the ceiling. It cannot break through the laws of gravity. If you jump, you will come down. But when you get that body I'm talking about, it can make you go up without coming down. Just like Jesus. But when we see him, we shall be like him. 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 We shall be Superman. A body that can eat. And at the same time, that same body can appear and disappear. In that body, there is no fornication. That's why when you get to that level, you are finished. You are perfect. There's no desire to have sex. Sex. Jesus said, in heaven, there is no marriage. Because the body you have doesn't have pleasure for sex. There's no need for money. There cannot be stealing there. Some of you are like, oh, when I get to heaven, I'll ask God, why did you let me suffer like that? How many of you have said that before? Oh, how many of you have said that before? Speak the truth. If I've said that before, lift up hand.
So what can you be said?
That it seems like you have some questions you want to ask God. God, when I see you, I ask you that, where did Cain get a wife? How many of you have that question? That so Cain and Abel are killing your wife for in the way. All those your questions. Don't worry. When your body changes and you get the perfect body, it is perfection, maturity in knowledge. It brings you knowledge. You will know all things. That's why the people in heaven, they know everything. The angels, they know. When an angel encounters, he can tell you everything. So when you get to heaven, you will not ask God any question. But when you get to heaven, you will know everything. You will have answers for everything. Bible says that now we know in part. And now we understand in part. But when that which is perfect comes, then our imperfection shall be replaced. Then we shall know all things.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. That is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9. For we know in parts, and we prophesy in part. Verse 10, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is part will be done away with. Verse 12, for now we see in a mirror. Now, everything we say we see about God is like you are watching through mirror. You are not seeing the real thing. Some of you say, oh, I saw heaven. What you are seeing, you are just seeing a reflection. Some people have visions, say, I saw Jesus. The one they are talking about, they are seeing in a mirror. It's like as I'm watching you now, I can see some people in this mirror. I can see Maria. She's chewing a gum with a big earring like handcuff. I can see she was just, and I see Stephen in white with red lips. With red lips. I can see. And I can see somebody sitting by. Is it Nancy? I can see Nancy by her. Say, I am watching these people. I'm watching through a mirror. So I am not seeing the perfect image yet. I don't really understand everything, but at least the mirror is helping me to have a glimpse. Everything we claim we are seeing in visions and dreams now. Nobody has seen Jesus yet. Nobody has seen heaven yet. Nobody has seen all those things. They are seen through a mirror. Read the Bible. They are seen through a mirror. It is when the perfect body comes. By that time, your salvation is complete. The work Jesus came to do is now complete. As of now, the work Jesus came to do is not finished. He has finished for your soul, your spirit. He has finished for your spirit. But when it comes to your soul, it is still changing. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, you are in a process. James says that I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and is able to give you an inheritance. Amen. Among Amen. Those who are saved. The word of God is able to save your soul. I commend you to the word of God, which is able to save your soul. So your soul is still changing. That's why 2 weeks ago I told you that the whole problem you have is your mind, your soul, your feelings. As for your spirit, Jesus has saved it. But your soul is still struggling with worldly music. Still struggling with worldly songs. You like it when you hear it, then something is happening to you. It's your soul. You see, I've been born again since I was 10 years old. But I still struggle with reggae songs. I still struggle. Say reggae songs. Say reggae songs. If you're a devil here, let me advise you. If you want to tempt me, use reggae song. I still struggle with reggae songs. I closed Friday here. I think, yes, Friday. We had an all night. Yeah. And I think when we woke up in the morning, preparing for the naming ceremony, I think there was a shop in the market that they were playing reggae. I started closing the windows, but the people don't know why I was closing the windows. Because I was protecting myself. Because me, when I hear reggae right now, there's something in me. There's something is worrying. Maybe yours too is hip hop.
Maybe also there hip hop.
Maybe yours is rap.
Also there rap.
Or yours is adedem. Mami wo bayacho. Oye ye ye ya ya ya. Maybe yours is adedem.
Adedem na yodi.
Hey! Protect yourself. Protect
yourself. Oh my.
Protect your soul.
Oh my.
You know what I'm saying? You can never be spiritual if you feed on worldly songs. I throw a challenge to you. Who has sang a worldly song and you saw people falling under anointing before? Saw people. Hold him. It's not the Holy Spirit. You can never carry the anointing of God if you like those things. I'm telling you. The Spirit of God will leave you. But you see, as I'm preaching, this music the gentleman is playing is sponsoring my preaching. It's helping my anointing. That's why anytime I'm preaching, somebody's playing. Because I have you are just listening to me, but I'm also listening to the song as I'm preaching. That's why at certain junctures, when the song hits me hard, you see that I pick the song. That means that I've climbed to another level. Another oil is released. In the same way, when you sing a worldly song, demons are moving. When you sing a worldly song, certain demons of rowdiness are released. You see that anything you're singing with Shatta worldly song, you feel like doing like this. A spirit of ghettoism, a spirit of the streets, a spirit of smoking, drinking, can just enter into you. Yeah. Because that's the spirit that works with him. Yeah. Like, go and take those romantic songs and start singing. You can't be a virgin and sing a romantic song. You cannot be a virgin. The only virgins that are around in 21st century, they are aeroplanes. They are called Virgin Atlanta. They are aeroplanes. Because now every young person likes whether KD or Kiddy. Some people, they like some cool songs. Kiddy, he sings cool song. Kwame Eugene. Everybody like romantic songs. So they cannot be virgins. How? Don't let them turn to aeroplane. They cannot. It's technically not possible. Because by the time they say, I believe I can fly. You see? You are lying in your room, 2 o'clock midnight, and then you are listening to if I have wings, I'm flying with our wings. No wonder an Uber is waiting for you outside, 2 o'clock midnight. What is an Uber doing in your house? You're drop it. Something is moving this morning. Say my soul. As I know, enu na nyame ye ho adwuma o. So person you free ya, protect your soul. What you watch? You want to stop from fornicating. Nigerian movies na ope unjai da. Me met me no wa tontia. You want to stop from fornicating. Ope say unjai drama. It's open Nigerian movie. Open romantic ones no. Me ka pornography o. Pornography dey work echi. Who the Nigerian movie na start it? Because now all they wear is short skirt kissing. Every scene has a kiss. And that's what you feed your soul with. And you want to be holy. Forget it. Tell somebody, my dear, forget it. Forget it. Okay, one share who rapture. Who rapture. Unto me pen and Niger movies and who rapture. A bad day. Yeah, a bad day. Maybe I saw share Nigerian movies. Instead of make catch that will say. I saw that in your woman. So now stop preaching about fornication or stop preaching about this is pornography and preach about Nigerian movie. Because a whole now members no mugu. All the storylines are romantic, isn't it? Oh, can this be love? Falling 1 and 2. Perfect match. Kissing boot. And what else? If you love me, come. It's a new series. Adonai, rise your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus,
I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.